It's time to step into the Coming Out Lounge, a cool, safe space to be true to your sexual self, with your host, Rick Clemens. Rick has helped hundreds of people come out of the closet, and now each week he's bringing you cool insights for loving and accepting yourself, boosting your self-confidence, and living a guilt-free, purpose-filled life on the other side of the closet doors. Cuddle up with yourself and get ready for heartwarming coming out stories, ideas for living authentically, and tips for being fully self-expressed. Now here's your host, Coming Out Coach Rick.
Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It is time for the very last episode of the Coming Out Lounge. Don't cry. I know it's kind of sad, isn't it? But you know, we got some great stuff coming just around the corner with the new podcast called Life Uncloseted. In fact, just to make you feel really, really comfortable, basically all we're doing is changing the name. I wanted to have a name that really spoke to everybody's closets in the world. And we're going to keep doing great LGBTQ stories, so I don't want you to worry about that. We're going to be bringing some wisdom, tips, and tricks into the conversation of how you really, truly can live your life uncloseted, whatever that closet is, even if it is the sexuality closet, the work closet, the relationship closet, the closet of people telling you you can't do and be things. We're going to be addressing all of those subjects, and here's what I can tell you. I've got some great guests lined up right out the gate. I'm not going to tell you who they are because I wanted to be surprised, but I can tell you, man, they are powerful. So what are we going to do today? Well, I felt like since we were going to do the transition show, it might be nice just to have me and talk a little bit about this journey and how it has been my journey of continuing to uncloset my life and step further into who I'm meant to be, because that's my belief, is that each and every one of us have a beautiful opportunity here to just live our lives, live the life we're meant to live, and uncloset ourselves into being the most authentic piece of ourselves that we can be each and every day. And I remember it was back, probably April, May of 2012. Maybe it was even a little bit earlier. My good friend Leah had approached me about taking over her podcast, and then we had talked about doing one together, and at the time it was actually an internet radio show, and as we worked through that, it became apparent that she was just kind of done. She had another beautiful little being brought into her world, a young baby girl, and she just was done. She was tired. She said, "Why don't you take over the show, Rick?" And, you know, I had never thought of doing a radio show, but it was one of those bold moves, a bold move where I thought, you know what, let's see what I can do. Boy, 26 episodes later, I had the opportunity to renew the contract, decided not to, and decided that, you know what, I'm going to just take a little bit of a break. Now, don't ask me why I decided to take that break. It felt like it was just the right time to take a break. The Coming Out Lounge was doing very well. It was getting a good following. But I just felt like in my current path for my business, I had other things I needed to focus on. And what I've learned through many, many things in my life journey is when something's calling you, follow it. When it's not, then let it go. And it wasn't until October of 2014. Actually, October 13th, to be exact. It's kind of interesting because we launched the Coming Out Lounge on June 13th of 2012, did the 26 shows. And then, lo and behold, 2 years later, not exactly 2 years to the date, but 2 years and a few months. But what's interesting is as I look at the archives and the dates and everything, 13 came up. And it's even more ironic because I'm actually recording this show on Friday the 13th of October 2017. So there's some interesting patterns showing up here. But as I launched the podcast on October 13th, 2014, I wasn't sure how long I'd be doing this. Now, let me tell you this. I love, love, love doing this part of my business. This is one of the things I get excited about doing. I love having fun. I love being crazy. I love dropping F-bombs every once in a while. I love that this is the piece of me that I can kind of go do whatever the hell I want to do. And it's also given me the opportunity to reach people across the globe and to help them start to step into being who they're meant to be. So here we are. It's October the 18th. We're in the transition show. We're about to flip everything over into Life Uncloseted. And here's three things I've learned about myself in this journey. I learned that there's an ego that really can get in the way. And I know this about myself. I fight it quite a bit. But every time I allow my ego not to get in the way, I can do really powerful stuff. And I'm not talking powerful like, okay, let's go change a life, or let's go, you know, start a movement, or let's go really do something fantastic in the world. It's not about that. It's when I let my ego go, I can do powerful things like touch a life, maybe just a little tiny bit. When I let my ego go, I can sleep better at night. I quit worrying because I'm not fighting, oh, what if I do this, or what if I do that, or what if I go here, or what if I go there? So when I let my ego go, I get closer to myself. The other thing I learned along the way is I've got to trust my instincts. Yes, trust my intuition. I've actually had some people say, Rick, you've got really good intuition. And I feel like I really do, except when I'm working with myself. I'm really good about the intuition piece when I'm working with a client or helping somebody through my coaching practice. But man, sometimes I miss that intuition, that instinct in myself. Yet it's ironic that this podcast, both times when I first did it as an internet radio show and then when I brought it back as a standalone podcast, it was because I trusted my instinct. The last thing I've learned over the years of doing this show is just to have some freaking fun. And I do each and every time. I love doing this. I love joking with the clients. I love digging in deep and, as we like to say, going to the pulpit and then coming back to the party. Going to the party and then to the wake and back to the party. All these things are things I love to do, but I love having fun with this. And those who know me know that a lot of times if you saw me, I don't look like I'm having fun. Kind of serious guy. I wouldn't call that, you know, what is it, that standing bitch face, so to speak, but I'm kind of just a serious guy, but underneath I love to have fun. And those are the three things I've learned over the years of doing this podcast is to let my ego go, to trust my instinct, and to have fun. But I couldn't get there without learning three other lessons. And those lessons are this. In order for me to do those three things, I have got to clear the bullshit out of my head. I've got to quit letting the monkey minds and the crazy makers and everything in my head have control. Otherwise, the ego will always win out. I won't be able to trust my instinct, and I won't have any fun. But as soon as I start to shift the BS that's going on in my head, and I start to ask myself, well, why is that really important? And is that really true? And what else can be done? Then everything else starts to flow. The ego starts to go back to where it's supposed to be, which is kind of taking care of day-to-day stuff. The instincts, the intuitions come flying forward and say, yes, Rick, this is the way you're supposed to go. And I start to have a lot of fun. So the first thing I had to learn was to let go of the bullshit. In fact, I had to escape the bullshit in my head. The second thing I had to do was learn to explore my fears. Now, some people go, well, how do you explore them? Well, you face them. That's one way. You run into them. You embrace them. And what I found is the more that I learned to explore my fears, the smaller those fears got. Let me say that again. The more I learned to explore my fears, the smaller those fears got. And each time I let a fear start to diminish, I also realized that a fear is only as big as the fear can be until you tell it to get the hell out of the way. Because here's the thing, as soon as you confront the fear and you walk through it, it has no power. It's gone. It's everything that precedes the fear that has the power. Think about that. Everything that precedes the fear, which is really all the crazy-making BS in our head, is what creates the fear. But as soon as you walk through that fear, as soon as I walked in that door and told my wife, I'm sorry, I'm gay, the fear was over. As soon as I faced that space of I'm not going back to work for corporate America, I'm going to go walk through the doorway and create my own life, the fear went away. As soon as I looked at my husband and said, yes, I want to do this together, the fear went away. The fear of I've already had one major failed relationship. Can I do this again? You see, the beauty about exploring your fears is the deeper you dive into the fear, you embrace it, you swim with it, you go into the arena with it, as Brené Brown would say. As soon as you go into that arena with your fear, you can actually do the right battle with it. And the thing that really culminated in those first two lessons, the lesson of learning to escape the bullshit in my head and to explore my fears, was realizing that when I did those two things, I could fully elevate my own personal self-expression on the planet. Because you see, when you let go of the BS in your head and when you face your fears and you explore them and you walk through them, you can become fully self-expressed because you see the ego is no longer there. You're trusting your instincts and you're starting to have fun being what you're meant to be on the planet. And that's what living a life uncloseted is all about. And that is part of the reason I wanted to change the name, because here's what I know, and this is why I love, love, love my LGBTQ community for the most part. No, I love you very much. But I think we in the LGBTQ community are the people who have to escape the BS in our heads. We have to escape the BS from everybody around us. We have to face the fears of what will happen to us if we come out of the closet. We have to face the fears daily, especially in this current state in our country, that we may be marginalized at a deeper level than ever before in history. But each time we walk forward and we escape the BS in our heads as LGBTQ people, when we escape the fears and we explore them deeply of what it takes to be an LGBTQ person, we become banner wavers and people who can show others what it means to be fully self-expressed. I feel that we are the evangelists. And because of that, that is one of the main reasons I wanted to change the name of the podcast from The Coming Out Lounge to Life Uncloseted. Because here's what I know to be true, because I see it each and every day in my life, with my clients, in the world, when I'm on stages speaking, is everybody has a closet. And everybody deserves to live their life uncloseted. And if I, with my guests and my listeners, can help to spread the word that everybody's inalienable right is to live their life uncloseted, then I know I will have fulfilled one more reason I've been put here on this planet to live. One more reason to make my bold moves. One more reason for me to be of service. This isn't just about me. This is about all of us. Because as the flag bearers, the banner wavers, the evangelists of what it means to live life uncloseted, when we can go out into the world and share messages and stories, we can bring people to the forefront who are fully living their life uncloseted in a big, bold way, then we can begin to heal the planet in our own way. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think I'm some evangelist who's going to go out and completely change the world. But what I do know is I'm going to go change the world in the best way I can from my little corner of the world. And that corner of the world may be this 14 by 14 studio that I'm sitting in right now, which is really just my home office. But what I know is I'm reaching people across the globe with messages. Messages that count. Messages that become life manifestos. Things like, when you ignore your passions, you are just, you're acting in a form of self-abuse. Or maybe a statement that you know that when you empower your boldness, when you empower that boldness within yourself, that then you can thrive against anything that seems impossible. You see, it's those kind of messages that is the reason I am taking the day to do the transition into life uncloseted. Because I don't need anybody's permission to do what I'm here to do, to live my damn truth. I'm just going to go do it. And the other thing is because I know that to be true, I'm also going to just take a stance against those crazy con artists in my head that constantly want to sabotage my power. Now, they may be in my head because I've created them, or they may be external to me because other people have created those little teeny tiny con artists to tell me I can't do the things I'm meant to do. But you know what? I live my life by my fucking expectations, not by others. Because when I get to do that, I actually step into a really sensual life of uncertainty. I know I can be anywhere, anyhow, in any form, and fully trusting my intuition to get me through the uncertainty, rather than living my life and at the very end of my life realizing I have lived a life of mundane uncertainty. Because here's the thing. When I started this podcast back in 2014 and the radio show clear back in 2012, one thing I learned to do was I learned to embrace the power of saying, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Now, sometimes that's really crazy to do because I'm like, God, I'm going to look like an idiot. I'm going to sound like a stupid person. I've got some deliveries being made today with some equipment that I'm like, I don't know how to use it, and I got to learn how to use it by Sunday because I'm speaking on a stage. But you know what? I'm embracing those words, I don't know, because here's what I do know. Every time I do that, I grow from it. And part of living a life uncloseted is learning to take those bold moves to say, I don't know, because that becomes the manifesto of living a bold life. It becomes the pathway to living your life uncloseted. And see, when you live your life uncloseted, you're never going to keep yourself from experiencing beautiful multiple orgasms of life. You don't let fear get in the way. Because to me, life is one beautiful experience. Actually, I see life as one very, very beautiful sexual, sensual experience. And if we let fear get in the way, then we'll never experience, as I said, the beautiful multiple orgasms of life. And too often what I see is people who have experiences in life that may be hard to handle. Experiences like what we've seen happen in the world with the hurricanes in Puerto Rico and Texas and Florida, the fires most recently in California, the earthquakes in Mexico, or we can see the experiences of somebody winning their first gold medal, or the experience of someone being thrilled to death about being asked to have their hand taken in marriage. What I see more often is the experiences that people let get wasted. Because here's my philosophy. I never let an experience get wasted by wasting an experience. I can't. I've been through too many things in life. Even this week, I went through some experiences that I thought I could crawl in a hole and I could go, this sucks. But I happened to be working on everything to do with the new podcast and new website coming out. And I remember thinking and looking at one of the big, bold manifesto statements and thinking, I can't waste this experience. I can't waste it. Because if I do, then I'm not walking my walk and talking my talk. And that's why I never let an experience get wasted by wasting the experience. Otherwise, if I waste the experience, I lose my freedom. I lose the freedom to be who I am because suddenly then I'm going to be racked with guilt and shame. And when that guilt and shame overtakes me, it's next to impossible for me to live my life the way I want and to experience the freedom I'm meant to experience by being here on this planet, having this beautiful human experience. There is no way you can feel free when you harbor guilt and shame. And I know you've heard me say this on the podcast before, but guilt is about things that you have done. Shame is about who you think you are. And trust me, if you let those two things control your life, you will never be free. But one of the greatest ways to be free is to each and every day let yourself be driven by the unique person that you truly are. Not by comparing yourself to others. That's not what it's about. It's about seeing you. Seeing that unique piece of you that's meant to do cool, amazing, freaking bold stuff here in the world. But too often what happens is we let the imposter virus take over. And it totally infects us, and before you know it, we have no will to get bold stuff done. In fact, we have no willingness to get bold shit done. Why? Because we have not found the pathway for seeing our unique self. We end up comparing ourselves to everyone else. We live in guilt and shame, killing our freedom. We waste experiences all throughout our lives instead of enjoying each and every experience. We fear everything and miss out on life's beautiful orgasms. We stop embracing the power of saying, I don't know. And when we say, I don't know, we just curl up and don't do anything about it. But what's so sad is in those moments when we're not doing anything about anything, we are missing out on the sensual experience of living in uncertainty. We're looking so hard for that beautiful way to be in the mundane life. Yes, that mundane life of living in certainty, that we miss out on the thrill, the adventure of being in the uncertainty vortex. Now, I'll tell you what, when we do that, and for me personally, that often means I've been trying too hard to live by what everybody else expects me to do. And when you do that, you let the con artists of their beliefs, their values, become your own. And before you know it, those little con artists are sabotaging each and every bit of your power. Why? Because we have allowed ourselves to live someone else's truth instead of living our own. We stop giving ourselves the permission to live our own damn truth because we have become disempowered to be bold. We have become believers that we can't do the impossible. We have bought into a scenario that we have to survive and not thrive. But at the end of the day, the best way to live a bold life is to know that your passion for being who you are is going to serve you. And your passion for living a life uncloseted is what can carry you through even the toughest times of life. So why am I moving forward? Why am I changing the name of this podcast? I've given you lots of reasons, but here's what I know to be true for me. It's time for me to make another big, bold move. Yes, it is time for me to make another bold move in my life. And this bold move is, I want to reach more people. I want to tell bigger stories. I want to have people grasp the concept of there ain't no closet big enough for me to hide my life. Because here's what I know to be true. Everything that's in my closet, everything that's ever been in my closet is exactly what I need to help myself get out of my closet. And the same holds true for you. So as we make this transition, and I'm so excited that you're here with me to do the journey. I don't know how many people are listening to this, and I don't really care. I know that there's enough of you listening to this that hopefully this will make an impact. Hopefully this will drive you even further out there to go, you know what? You need to come listen to Rick. He's a pretty decent guy. I think I'm a pretty cool guy most of the time. Ask my kids, they'll probably just go, well, sometimes he's not such a cool guy, but here's what I know. I think I got an interesting perspective on life. And you know what? It's not about me. It's about you. It's about the words that I'm being inspired to share. I'm just the vessel. I'm just the delivery mechanism. I don't see myself as a prophet. I don't see myself as any of those things. But what I know is there are moments that things come through me that I didn't even know I was going to say. In fact, about 90% of what you've just heard, I didn't even know I was going to say. But what I do know is when I allow myself to live my passion, to be myself, to not need anybody's permission, to go do the thing I'm called to do, to be on this podcast, to share myself with you, I am fully living my life uncloseted. And for that, I am damn proud. So will you join me? Will you continue to tune in as we flip the switch and show you the new artworks and we start to bring you the new music and everything? Will you join me on the journey to live your life uncloseted? I sure the heck hope so. And every once in a while, boys and girls, you're going to hear my alter ego come out. Her name is Lemonade Pop. And she's going to get on the pulpit too. Every once in a while, she's going to talk to you and she's going to say, girl, you got to wake up and live your life uncloseted. So with that, I'm going to ask Lemonade to just slowly step away from the microphone. And I'm going to invite you to continue to be a part of our community and to never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping in to living your life uncloseted. I'm Rick Clemons, the Bold Move Expert and the Coming Out Coach, looking forward to having you on future episodes of Life Uncloseted. Take care, everyone, and we'll be back in just a couple of days with another episode of Life Uncloseted. So that's what we call in the podcast world a wrap, the end, finito, whatever you want to call it. That's the end of another episode of the Coming Out Lounge. I'm Rick Clemens, the Coming Out Coach, that guy that hopefully is helping you simplify your life so you can make some big, bold moves. And if you've been wanting to do just that, might I suggest that you hop over to the comingoutlounge.com website. On the homepage or on the episode pages, you're going to see a little icon that says schedule a discovery session. And I would love to have a chat with you. If you're kind of in that space of trying to figure out what's next, how you're going to do this, let's have a chat, you and me. We'll sit down for 30 minutes. We'll do it over the phone, via Zoom, via Skype, whatever works. And we'll have a chat about where you are in your journey. It's totally free, no obligation, but I'd love to just help you in any way that I can. It's kind of my give back to my listeners of the Coming Out Lounge. And as usual, I just want to say I love you. I appreciate you. I'm so glad that you're subscribers. And keep sharing this podcast. The more we share this, the better the world will be and the less homophobia and bigotry that will exist out there in the world with each step that we make. Finally, never, ever forget that if you want to give us a suggestion for a show or a guest or have a comment or have a question, call us at 949-371-8559. Again, 949-371-8559, and we'll listen to what you got to say. And with that, we're going to wrap it up. Have a great week, everyone. Take care.